Severe weather can strike at any time.
At any time.
Again, we are dealing with a tornado warning right now. This is going to be in Santa Rosa County.
At any time.
And Steve, you're looking at the radar. What are you seeing right now?
When you need to know.
Well, on the News Radio ThreatNet radar, the showers are covering the entire north part of Escambia County, moving into the downtown area.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
When you need to know.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Pensacola Morning News. Good morning. It's 8:10. This is Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Andrew's on vacation this week, but we've got a guest hosted today, David Brzezin. Welcome.
Yep. Hey, good to be here. To be here. I was wondering why LL Cool J doesn't want to go back to Cali. You know, that just I was just listening to that going, I don't think so. Wait a second. What? I thought that was the land of, you know.
Oh, owners. I know. Mine had issues. You know. We have on the phone right now
Clint Rutherford.
Yes.
So I invited Clint on. Clint is the commander of Escambia Search and Rescue. And I don't know that a lot of people know what Escambia Search and Rescue is. So I called Clint and I said, hey, come on, tell us about Escambia Search and Rescue. Mm-hmm. Clint, are you there?
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. How you doing today?
Doing good.
John, Dave, thank you very much for letting me be on the show with you this morning. Man, it's a great show. I didn't know I would be following my boss this morning. The only thing I've been doing longer than Escambia Search and Rescue, I've been doing that 22 years. I've been an employee of Gulf Power FP&L for 36. So having JT on just before me, I wasn't expecting that. Great show.
Fantastic. Tell us about ESAR, man. What is Escambia Search and Rescue?
Well, we're an all-volunteer 501c3 search and rescue team that got chartered, established back in 1961, with one of the oldest search and rescue agencies in the country. Our founding fathers were respective leaders of both civil defense and fire services, and because there was no established search and rescue agencies in the area, so they just combined their resources and formed the Escambia Search and Rescue. Because of our membership and our routing, a little interesting fact about ESAR is we actually provided the first ambulance services to the Escambia County area. We had radio-type, repeater-type services, and we would be able to communicate from all the way to the north end of the county all the way down to the bay in Pensacola. So we provided the ambulance services for many years.
That's incredible.
The search and rescue team is made up over one of the largest search and rescue teams because we actually provide services in all the disciplines of search and rescue. We have a marine ops team, and we have a dive team, land team. We have communication teams, a logistic teams, and canine teams. We provide a full-service search and rescue group, and just an outstanding group of people. Most of our members are either retired law enforcement, retired military, or just brothers and sisters who come together to help a fellow man in need. So just a great group of folks, and I've been proud to be part of that team, I said, for over 22 years. I joined in early 2000. My next-door neighbor was a diver, and he knew that I did some scuba diving, said, hey, we've got something you might be interested in. Took me to one of the meetings and fell in love with the guys, the group, fell in love with the team and the purpose. Touches your heart to get out there and help a fellow man in need to try to find somebody and bring them back home to their family. So just a great organization and proud to be part of that team.
Excellent. And you missed the drone team. I've been pitching John, who has his drone pilot's license on the drone abilities for ESAR. That's the one I'm trying to draw him into the monthly meetings.
Dave, I've already got a bullet point on that. I heard that a minute ago.
Oh, good. That's sweet.
Come fly our drones. We've got, you know, and if you get bored flying the drones, we've got new ROVs that just come into our team. We're one of the only search and rescue groups here in the region that has, you know, drone capabilities mm-hmm. and ROV capabilities.
That's,
so we're
nice.
Going to be branching into an unmanned, you know, unmanned vehicle type command where we have our drone teams and our ROVs. So air and water, we've got them covered now. So come on and join the team. And by the way, if you do happen to get lost in the woods, hug a tree.
Hug a tree.
We'll find you. If you stay still, hug a tree and get stuck, we'll come find you. So we'll get you back home to your family because, like I said, you're too valuable.
That's awesome.
We'll find you and bring you home.
Never, ever thought about that, you know, but that is so, I love it.
Yep.
I love it. Hold on just a second. We're going to do traffic on the fives real quick. Still dealing with that fatality on 98 in Seville Circle over in Mary Esther. So if you're headed from Gulf Breeze to Mary Esther and you want to go to Eglin or something like that, you're going to be blocked. Eastbound lanes are closed at this time. And also, if you're on I-10 thinking, oh, I'm going to get off at the Crestview exit and go down, I-10 is backed up almost 3 miles for people trying to get on 85 there to make that left-hand turn. That's a look at your traffic. I'm John Pickens with Traffic on the Fives. So the ROVs are new, right?
And maybe we should tell people what an ROV is.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
The remote operated vehicle.
Which is underwater.
We have just...
Underwater?
Yeah.
ROV?
We received a grant from the state of Florida. It was funded by local politicians here who endorsed it. We submitted a grant. They endorsed it, got it all the way to the state of Florida. Governor signed off on it. So now we have got a ROV program. We purchased a training ROV, and then we purchased a primary ROV that will assist us in our underwater searches.
Oh, that sounds so much fun.
Anytime we can use technology, as I heard you say a while ago, to help make our job safer and easier, we can get an ROV down there, search an area real quick, and then prepare our divers to go down and get them in the water to make recoveries if needed. So an excellent piece of technology to boost a team.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Of our disciplines.
Uh-huh.
Our marine ops team, they're five vessels deep from inshore protected waters all the way out to offshore vessels. And we do use towfish, a towfish sonar, and we use side imaging sonar to help us locate our targets. Dive team, we're advanced tri-mix with water accident investigation. We also use thermal dry suits and hazmat suits to dive in any environment. And one of our feathers in our cap, what we're most proud of, is our land team. Mr. Jeremy Finley, our land commander, runs a great land team specializing in searching for missing persons. But what we're most proud of is our involvement with Project Lifesaver. That is a national search program that uses electronic tracking measures. And it's made to be utilized with persons with cognitive disorders, brain injuries, Alzheimer's, dementia, any type of condition that could cause them to wander. Children with autism or adults with Alzheimer's, dementia, those type of persons. It's a tracking system that allows us to get there and find them as they wander off. Searches that used to take hours and days are now just down to minutes. I think our shortest search is like 11, 12 minutes. And it's just an outstanding program that we've been partnered with for a couple of years. It's really starting to get some roots and spread out from Scambia to Santa Rosa and moving around the area and locally here. But it's a great program to help find our loved ones and bring them home safely.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And, of course, our communication command, they full-service comms from the Mobile Command Center. We were able to coordinate, quite an effective search and rescue program. We work hand in hand with Sheriff's Department, FWC, U.S. Coast Guard, all law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
But with our advanced communication system, we can coordinate all volunteer assets and work with them in conjunction with paid law enforcement, or federal law enforcement or state. So great programs, great teams to be part of.
And you guys were out at the ham event this past weekend, I understand, because
yes,
that's part of your comms.
Absolutely. Ham radio, it will always be. It's one of the most simplest systems, as I understand. I'm a diver, so I would have to yield to my comms experts. But my understanding is when all else fails, we still have the ability to communicate through ham radio systems. And I know that we have a repeater back at our base station, and we have several ham operators, you know, on our team, and that's a very key, you know, with all this technology, if it ever fails for some reason, an EMP or some other type of disaster, ham radio can still be utilized as a basis of communication. As long as you can communicate, you can do almost anything. So we have to be able to establish communications at its root cause. Ham radio provides us that. So we'll always have an active presence in ham radio and communications.
There you go.
That's awesome.
We do have to give a shout out to the Pilot Club of Pensacola, because the Pilot Club.
Absolutely.
Clint, tell us about the Pilot Club and what they've done for us.
Yeah, as we mentioned earlier, we're 100% all volunteer. We're 501c3. Many people have the idea that we're a county funded or county affiliated organization, and we're not. We do not receive funding from the county. Anything or any, I guess, donations or monies that come into us are strictly by donation or support from our community. You know, we've been very blessed over the past few years to get two Impact 100 grants. That was massive. That allowed us to get, you know, much needed equipment and provide services to the community. We were just recently received $15,000 in support from Pilot Club of Pensacola.
Wow.
They took a $5,000 grant, got it matched from Pilot Club National, and provided us with a $10,000 check.
That's great.
And then on their annual donation, they presented us with another matching donation, and they're providing membership to help us with the Project Lifesaver program, which is huge. The Pilot Club of Pensacola is stepping up big to help us out. Support us and keep us operational on some causes that they really believe in as well. So,
well, Clint, I want to thank you for your time. We've got to go to break, but thank you for your time. I've learned a lot, and I think it's very informative to all our listeners too.
Excellent.
That's right. Thank you.
You're very welcome. John, I look forward to seeing you at the next meeting. We'll get you introduced to our drones and our ROVs, and we'll love to have you, brother.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave. Cheers.
All right, this History of the Blue Angels is brought to you by the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation.
The late 1940s saw the Blue Angels move their home base from NAS Jacksonville to NAS Corpus Christi and finally to Whiting Field outside Pensacola. By the end of the decade, the Blue Angels had expanded their team to 6 aircraft and made the transition to the jet age, trading in their propeller-driven Bearcats for Grumman's new jet, the F-9F Panther. Flying jets allowed the Blue Angels to fly even tighter formations because there was no prop wash or engine torque to contend with, as there was on propeller-driven craft. The first show in these new jets was at NAS Pensacola in August of 1949. 51 shows were performed in 1949, the last being in Mobile to commemorate the grand opening of the new Bates Field Municipal Airport. The 1950 season had 22 shows, including season openers at NAS Pensacola and Whiting Field. But the season was cut short by the conflict in Korea. The Navy was in need of qualified fighter pilots, and in June of 1950, the Blue Angels were ordered deactivated and into active combat duty status. After a farewell performance for the home-based Pensacola community, the Blue Angels headed west, stopping briefly for their final air show in Dallas. Off Korea, the team formed the nucleus of Fighter Squadron 191 aboard the aircraft carrier USS Princeton. The squadron was nicknamed Satan's Kittens, and their squadron insignia was designed by none other than Walt Disney himself. Their primary mission was to provide close air support and reconnaissance missions. The leader of the Blue Angels, Lieutenant Commander Johnny Magda, was shot down and killed off North Korea's northeast coast on March 8, 1951. Later that same year, the Chief of Naval Operations saw a recurring need for a flight demonstration team and ordered the Blue Angels reactivated. The team's stated mission was to demonstrate precision techniques of naval aviation to Navy personnel and, if directed, to the public. Lieutenant Commander Butch Voris, the team's original leader, was called upon to reorganize the flight demonstration team, this time returning their home base to the Naval Air Advanced Training Command at NAS Corpus Christi. Two pilots who were with the Blue Angels just prior to the Korean conflict were selected as part of the new six-man team. The first public showing of the new Blue Angels was at the Memphis Mid-South Navy Festival on June 19, 1952. Also in 1952, the Blue Angels flew their first joint air show with the newly formed Air Force Thunderbirds. I'll be back with more after this.
Hi, I'm retired Rear Admiral Kyle Kozed, President and CEO of the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. You are cleared for takeoff at the National Naval Aviation Museum. From thrilling hands-on experiences to historical insights, the National Naval Aviation Museum is where dreams take flight. Go mock speed in a flight simulator. Let inspiration soar among the 150 beautifully restored aircraft. Remember the moments in the giant screen theater and capture it all in the Flight Deck Store. Visit NavalAviationMuseum.org to plan your visit today.
Witness an ejection at supersonic speed and see the Blue Angels move their home base back to Florida. Next time on News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
Uh-oh!
You've just discovered you have...
bed bugs? What do I do? How to get rid of them? I haven't a clue!
Lori and PJ know just what to do. At Davis Hardware and U-Haul, they have the solution for you.
Hi, can we help you?
We have bed bugs, more than a few.
They are a bugger to eradicate, but we can guide you.
Davis Hardware and U-Haul employees know what happens when infestations get out of hand and have the experience to help you get rid of your uninvited bedmates.
Thank you!
Davis Hardware and U-Haul on L Street just off Fairfield in the center of Pensacola. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 till 5, and Saturday, 8 till noon.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
Pensacola Morning News. I'm John Pickens, and Andrew McKay is taking a well-deserved vacation, my friend. You know, he gets me on for a couple of weeks, and he's like, okay, good luck. But no, I have a special guest host today, David Merzen.
You're a pro. You're carrying me through this thing.
Well, we're trying. Let's take a look at our traffic on the fives real quick. Still dealing with that fatality that happened on 98 in Seville Circle. So, if you're heading on 98 from Gulf Breeze over to Mary Esther, that's a no-go. Also, you're just going to be in a traffic gridlock. Also, if you're on I-10 thinking, I'm going to take Crestview down 85 to get there, no. It's backed up 2 to 3 miles on I-10. David Wayne is in our newsroom. What's up, my friend?
Well, Columbia University now has three administrators on leave as they investigate allegations of unprofessional text messages while they were attending a panel discussion on anti-Semitism on campus. The university says the administrators work for the undergraduate Columbia College. School Dean Joseph Sword announced the administrators were being put on leave late last week. Images of the messages were published by the Washington Free Beacon earlier this month. One included a suggestion that the Jewish figures on campus were using the campus protests for fundraising. Another appeared critical of a campus rabbi's essay about anti-Semitism. Today marks 2 years since Roe v. Wade was overturned by the Supreme Court. The decision ended the constitutional right for an abortion and gave states the option to decide on restricting access. And guys, that strange metal monolith that popped up in Las Vegas has now been taken down. There's still no word on exactly how it got there, though. It mysteriously popped up, was discovered over the weekend, and was quickly removed. But it is the latest in a series of mysterious columns that have popped up since 2020. Similar structures have popped up in Utah, Romania, California, New Mexico, and even on Fremont Street in Las Vegas.
Yeah, if you've been to Fremont Street, you know it's kind of, you know, when there's a lot of people there, it's a short little... I mean, you don't have much room in there, that's unlike right. The Strip, but the Strip's still busy. But aliens, they're trying to communicate.
It's got to be. I want to believe.
I think you're right. It's got to be.
That's the only thing I can come up with.
2001 Space Odyssey, right?
Wasn't that
the
right.
movie with the monolith?
I mean, who else could get these things in and set up that quickly?
Exactly.
I don't know.
Under the cover of darkness. What are they made of? That's what I want to know. You know, they're shiny and they're reflective materials.
Some type of a polished metal, I think.
Do you have to dig a hole for that? Like, how do you know? Is it sitting on top of the surface? Is it dug down? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not really sure on the construction. Yeah.
You know, we got to find out.
That's right. Thank you, David. It's Pensacola Morning News. We've got our conspiracy theories already started. It's 8:29. We've got Fox News coming up in just a second, and then we'll be back. And David will have another check of your news right here on News Radio 92.3.
I'm Therese Crowley. NASA denies that the Boeing Starliner astronauts are stranded at the International Space Station with helium leaks disabling one thruster on its shakedown flight. NASA postponed the crew's return for troubleshooting but maintains they can still undock and return home in an emergency. President Biden holed up in debate prep at Camp David for Thursday's CNN presidential debate. Big buildup from Donald Trump, who says he's picked his VP candidate in his mind. Apparently not South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, who admits to Meet the Press she did not get the VP vetting papers.
He needs to help someone, pick someone that will help him win. And I think that President Trump is in a fantastic position to win this election. He's strong. He's right on all the policies.
Buckingham Palace says King Charles' 73-year-old sister Princess Anne suffered a concussion on an estate. Her medical team said head injuries consistent with impact from a horse's head or legs. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. It's 85 degrees and sunshine this morning. The House Ethics Committee investigation into Northwest Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz continues. ABC News reports that the committee has obtained Gaetz' Venmo payment records after issuing a subpoena to the company. Witnesses are now being questioned regarding payments received from Gaetz and whether they were for sex. One woman reportedly said it was. Others have said the payments were just to attend parties that Gaetz was also at. Gaetz has denied the allegations against him. Last year, the Justice Department declined to bring charges against the congressman. Officials in Bay County confirmed three swimmers died last week after becoming distressed while in the water. The three Alabama men were in the water swimming as double red flags were flying, warning beachgoers of rip current risks and also that the water was closed. Three people hurt in a crash on Highway 97. That happened last Friday. FHP says a 59-year-old Pensacola man was headed north in a Ford truck and veered into the oncoming lane, causing a head-on crash with another truck driven by a 52-year-old Camden woman. Three people were taken to the hospital after that crash. FHP says criminal charges in that case are pending. Residents around Bayou Chico are concerned about a trash-filled abandoned boat that's been docked on the water now for some time.
My main concern, honestly, other than it just being a complete eyesore, is for the wildlife that is here on the bayou. We have several herons that live on this little island. We have pelicans out here. We have fish. Dolphins come through here. And if this thing was to go completely under and all this trash, it is really going to impact the ecosystem here.
That's Pam Lunn, and she talked to Channel 3. She lives in the area. She says the boat has been slowly sinking, and it's got trash, furniture, tarps, even gas tanks on board. Escambia County does say they've launched an investigation. They're hoping they can maybe haul that boat off within a couple of weeks. Well, there's been a deadly shooting over the weekend that claimed the life of a Florida rapper who went by the stage name Julio Fulio. Tampa police say that investigators are still trying to put it all together. It happened at a hotel parking lot on Sunday morning.
Officers are still here. There are a lot of officers at this point. We are reviewing video that's available. We're trying to interview people that were out here to figure out exactly what led up to that shooting and the cars being shot at here in this parking lot.
And the 26-year-old rapper, whose real name was Charles Jones, was ambushed in a hotel parking lot where he was celebrating his birthday over the weekend. SpaceX celebrating a couple of successful launches. They launched a Falcon 9 rocket yesterday at Cape Canaveral Space Force Station. That carried 21 Starlink satellites into orbit. Then they also, over the weekend, launched another 20 Starlink satellites from the Vandenberg Space Force Base in California. The satellites designed to help spread high-speed internet around the world. Also, Hulk Hogan's son apparently not going to be able to drive for about a year after pleading guilty to drunk driving last week. Clearwater's Nicholas Bolea pled guilty on Friday after his arrest in November. He was drunk and speeding in Clearwater. He'd refused to take a breathalyzer, but police who pulled him over said he had alcohol on his breath and bloodshot eyes. He was sentenced to probation for 1 year. It is 8:35 at News Radio Pensacola. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. John, what are you seeing?
Well, still dealing with that fatality that happened on 98 in Seville Circle. So if you're headed on 98 from Gulf Breeze over to Eglin or Mary Esther, you've got the eastbound lanes are closed at this time. Also, if you say, well, I'm going to take I-10 to Crestview and go down 85, seeing some major backups there also because everybody had the same idea. Other than that, I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We do have a chance of rain this afternoon, 40% chance overall. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies with temperatures warming up, getting into the mid-90s, feeling more like 109 degrees. Heat advisory is in place for that hot weather. As we go overnight, temperatures dropping near 78. For Tuesday, 40% chance of rain with a high near 95, feeling much warmer. And Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 79. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And we are already off to a very warm start this morning. We're at 85 in Pensacola, 84 in Gulf Breeze, 85 in Milton, and that heat index up to just under 100 degrees already here at 836. And your money now this morning. Markets, not a huge change today, but the Dow is up 68 points at 39,218.56. S&P is down 2.5 points right now at 54,62.12. The NASDAQ down 27 points at 17,661.95. Your 10-year bond rate down, but not by much. It's at 4.25% right now. Gold price is down $9.30, 23,40.50. Silver prices, I'm sorry, gold was up $9.30 at 23,40.50. Silver was up 2 cents at 29,63. And crypto, Bitcoin right now down just under 2,700 at 61,392.92. U.S. home prices are the most expensive that they've ever been, according to the National Association of Realtors. They report the median price of a previously owned home across the nation went up for the 11th consecutive time in May. It's now nearly $420,000, up 6% from 1 year ago. The Biden administration issuing a ban on the use of antivirus software Kaspersky, which they say has ties to Russia. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo announced last week that the Russian government had total access to the systems and customer data of Kaspersky Labs customers. Under the ban, Kaspersky cannot enter into new agreements in the U.S. after July 20th. Donald Trump reportedly outraising President Biden after his felony conviction last month.
Federal Election Commission reports show that the Trump campaign and Republican National Committee had a combined $171 million on hand compared to Biden's campaign of $157 million. That's thanks to an enormous surge in donations over the past 2 months following Trump's New York City hush money trial. The Trump campaign said it's brought in more than $53 million in online donations in the 24 hours after the former president was found guilty on 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. Aaron Real, NBC News Radio.
And right now, it is 85 degrees in Pensacola. Your next news at 9 o'clock and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Waiting for a great finance rate on a great Volkswagen? Well, the wait is over. Now at Feedmore Imports, eligible buyers can receive 0% APR for 60 months on the 2024 Volkswagen Taos. This sporty VW Taos S is waiting for you with 0% APR for 60 months or a discounted price of $24,491. And the 2024 Tiguan S discounted to $29,516 or take 2.9% APR for 60 months. The 24 Atlas Cross Sport SE with 2.9% APR for 60 months or a sale price of $36,206. And the Atlas SE with technology, now discounted $2,500 to $41,793 or take 2.9% for 60 months. Great Volkswagens, great rates, and a great family-owned dealership. Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate in lieu of discounts and for qualifying credit through BCI. Sell price before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Hurricane season is here, and Gulf Breeze Natural Gas helps provide the most reliable energy source. There are advantages to having natural gas in your home or business. Major storms typically do not cause widespread outages because gas lines are buried and protected. Most appliances, including cooking and hot water, still work during electrical outages. A gas generator gets everything back up and running within 30 seconds. That's the length of this commercial. Learn more about how to be best prepared at GulfBreezeNaturalGas.com.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of Pensacola State College students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the summer and fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
At any time.
New tornado warning just in effect now for Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
At any time.
Very, very heavy rain here at the radio station. As a matter of fact, I believe our building is even out of power right now.
When you need to know.
So this is the warned area. Now a tornado warning in effect until 2:03.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
When you need to know.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning. It's 8:41 on Pensacola Morning News. Andrew McKay is out on vacation. I'm John Pickens, sitting in special guest host, Dave Merzen. Yeah, I knew I was going to mess it up. It's okay. Getting later and later. I'm getting tireder. Well, good morning, sir.
Good morning. It's great to be here. Man, yes. What a fantastic opportunity this has been for the last few hours.
It's been fun, man. It's gone by quickly.
It does go by quickly, and it teaches me how much show prep I need to do every day to be ready for things. You know, I keep hitting the breaking news, refresh, and it's weather, you know, floods in the Midwest and unbearable heat. You know, Bill Nye just said extreme weather, record heat is the beginning of the new normal. So Bill Nye, the science guy, basically said, yep, we're in it, you know. So this is a taste of the normal of the future unless we, humankind, get to work and address it. So that's a warning from Bill Nye, who's probably a little bit farther to the left than most of us and our listeners. But, you know, it was a cool show when I was a kid.
I know. Yeah, for sure.
He did cool things.
Really interesting.
Then he fell off the wagon and went somewhere.
That was good. I like that.
So between that and, you know, I know we're supposed to do, what's our segment now?
Oh, this is you.
This is it's not trivia. What's it called?
No.
What do we call it? It's the frivolous topics.
Right.
So my frivolous topic, the only thing I thought about, you know, deep dish versus thin crust pizza, you know, the controversial issues, Coke versus Pepsi, the controversial issues of the day. I just want to know, is it live or is it Memorex? And what made me think about that was this event that happened over the weekend. Okay. Mm-hmm. So apparently the Foo Fighters were doing a show in London, and David Grohl took a jab at Taylor Swift, saying that they actually play live, implying, I guess, that Taylor Swift does lip syncing, I guess, if that's the thing still. And I don't know whether that's still a thing.
She's definitely not Milli Vanilli, so we know that.
That's
sure.
Right.
She can sing.
That's right. And she came back. Apparently this happened, and then she came back during another show and thanked her band and said, you know, look, we play 3.5 hours, 3.5 hours up here live, and our guys should be credited with doing live shows.
And they should be.
Yep.
They should be. It's 8:45. I'm John Pickens, taking a look at your traffic on the fives. Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Still dealing with that fatality that happened on 98, right around Seville Circle there. But if you're headed from Gulf Breeze to Mary Esther on 98, or even Eglin Air Force Base, they're still dealing with the eastbound lanes are closed. Also had another accident that happened behind that one in Navarre Parkway and Rosewood Avenue. Definitely it's got injuries associated with that one, so be careful. And then behind that, 98 and Presidio Street. No roadblock is there. It's off to the side of the road, but it's still going to cause you some delays. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Like, I'll just sell the home myself, or I'll just buy it myself, and then I want to use a realtor. I understand, okay? But let me give you some thoughts about why maybe it's useful to go to a realtor, especially one as great as Christina Leavenworth, okay? Obviously, you know that she sells a lot of homes, 175 homes last year. You hear me talking about her all the time. When the market was hot and it was very easy to sell homes, she could help you by getting the best possible deal as quickly as possible. When the market is slow, more like it is now, when people are uncertain about interest rates, or when they're not sure what's going to happen with that market or the economy or the election or anything else, or, you know, what affects the price of the home? Is it change of station for the military? Are we in season or not for that? What about for, you know, school, things like that? And even understanding, like, what could happen near that home, behind that home, or even with a new home, you might think, why would I use a realtor for that? Because they can get the builder to buy down your points, for example, and work with you because builders are motivated. The point is, having a realtor gets you the best of all possible outcomes. And Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty are phenomenal. 723-9158, or look her up online, Christina Leavenworth.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates, now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates, leave the numbers to the experts.
How long could your business function without email? I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. Three Gulf Coast businesses had their email shut down for 2 days because one employee clicked a spam email link. Be suspicious of any unsolicited email offers, especially if they are too good to be true. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community. This summer, get tips on the Blue Angels, beach time, and ways to help make sure your guests don't miss a thing. Friday at 9:30, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's Vinyl Revival, a six-piece band covering those classic hits from the 70s through the 90s, from Pat Benatar, Blondie, The Cars, The Cure, to Journey, AC/DC, and the Doobie Brothers. You can come out and enjoy at Bands on the Beach. No pets and no glass.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Drop everything now.
Pensacola Morning News, it's 8:50. I'm John Pickens, special guest host in the studio, David Merzen. I thought that song was appropriate, because why do you got to be so mean? I thought that that was good for the topic that we have on hand. Yeah, slogan from the 80s.
There you
is
go.
It live or is it Memorex?
That's right. People don't remember that, I guess.
I do. I remember it's a slogan.
We do. And, and we might have to explain what Memorex actually is.
Go ahead.
So, you know, there were these things several years ago called cassette tapes.
I know. Imagine those.
Do you remember?
Oh, I do.
I remember an 8-track tape player in my vehicle, you know, the big boxy things. And I guess you guys in the radio business used a similar thing on the radio.
Called carts.
Yeah,
they
little carts.
Them cart
and you
machine.
Pulled the cart and, you know, pushed that thing in. And then there were these little mini things called cassettes. And, you know, you put your... you put a pencil in there and spun the thing when you needed to tighten it up a little bit from spool to spool.
Right.
And then, of course, you know, CDs and DVDs and all the rest of that stuff.
But I know.
Live or Memorex was a successful, in the time, marketing pitch for a particular company.
Yeah. I watch the History Channel a lot, and I actually, there's a... show on Netflix, I think it is, How Music Got Free or something like that, and it's really good, interesting, you know, how music has evolved over the years, you know, and their business models have to change.
That's,
you know?
Exactly right. Now everything is streaming online, and you know how much money you got to spend per, or you know, I want to buy a song, you know, download the song, and the artist gets pennies.
Yeah.
A penny, maybe, if they're
lucky.
That's
what some artists have told me.
Yeah.
You know, every time you download or you play it, they get 0.008% or something. I don't know.
So the platform takes most of the money, you know, if you're spending $10 a month or whatever for Spotify or one of those other.
Apple Music.
Yeah. You know, $10 a month and they get a couple cents.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
That tells you who the big dogs are.
Oh, yeah. And they've always been the big dogs.
That's right. What a shame.
Mm-hmm.
I wish we would have invented it.
So back in college, that's when Napster was really rolling for me. Napster was really, the year I graduated, Napster really kicked off. And I hate to say it, but the radio station I worked for, we got some of our music from Napster.
Okay.
I hate to admit that, but we were a college station, and, you know, sometimes the labels don't get you the music, or we wanted to play a deeper cut. Boom. Napster was there, man.
And the statute of limitations has already expired.
Yes.
I would imagine on that.
Yes, so I have no recollection of the events in question.
So somebody going
back. That was a video that I saw on YouTube.
There you go. This is how we used to be.
Yep. That's used to be exactly back right. In the day, man. Oh, that's crazy.
What's amazing, you know, you were talking about Carly Pearce here, you know, in the studio. We've got Good Morning America on, and Carly Pearce is performing live, and she's a local girl, right?
She is. She's from Daphne, Spanish Fort area. Daphne, Spanish Fort.
That's amazing.
General area. I work on Cat Country also, and so... I would say like 5 years ago. Okay.
Okay.
I was doing a shift over at Cat Country, and all of a sudden this person calls up and says, "Hey, I'm Carly Pierce." I'm like, "Okay, I'm Garth Brooks." You know, and then I was like, "Okay, Carly, nobody will know this but you. What is your favorite grocery store?" Because I heard it on an interview on XM, and I was just like, "What's your favorite grocery store?" And she said it, and I was like, "That's you, darling." But she actually had to text Brent Lane and say, "Your DJ doesn't believe that I just called in." I was like,
"That's hilarious."
I know it was. And then she called back and we had a great talk, and a really down to earth person. You know, her parents still live here, so she visits quite often.
So does she have the potential to be the next Taylor Swift?
She's not going pop. She's going to stay country, but okay. She's going to be huge. There you know,
go. I can't think of a country, like a female country lead right now. You're more into this than I am, so I can't equate her to a...
I'm thinking Lainey Wilson is pretty big right now. I would say her. Of course, the Queen, Trisha Yearwood. And, you know, those are the two that really pop out. The icon, Reba McEntire. She's mm-hmm. trying to, you know, make a comeback. But, yeah, there's lots of great artists out there.
So you knew her back then.
I know. I knew you during the day. But so every time I see her or meet her, I'm just like, "Hey, you remember me? I'm Garth Brooks." And she just starts bawling laughing. And it's just a funny moment, you know?
Good. So,
it's really cool.
Sharing a smile.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's 8:55. Let's take our last look at traffic on the fives. Still dealing with that fatality that happened on 98 and Seville Circle. So if you're traveling eastbound from Gulf Breeze to Mary Esther or Eglin, you got the eastbound lanes are still closed at this time, causing a backup. And then Presidio Street and 98, no roadblock is associated with that one, but it's still causing some delays. So if you're on 98 or you're even on 85 heading south, then you're going to see some delays there. The left turning lane trying to turn onto 98 is crazy, backed up. So just be aware of that. That's a look at your traffic on the fives. I'm John Pickens. You know, talking about Dave Grohl and his comment to Taylor Swift, but, you know, I know a lot of artists that do have a little extra help. And maybe that's what he was referring to. The band is live, of course, but the vocals can be, you know, technology nowadays.
Yep.
They can have some extra help on the vocals.
Well, it would amaze me in a stadium of 79,000 people packed out with all the noise that, you know, you could isolate that voice and it be so precise. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the entire time she's doing show after show. I guess she did three shows in that, in this little brief thing. Just amazing the consistency without any help.
That's right. You know, I love seeing acoustic sets because acoustic sets, it's either them and a piano or them and a guitar. And if that person can play the guitar and sing at the same time and they stop and say, this was very recently. I was in Vegas for my birthday. Went to go see Miranda Lambert. And she was singing a very song with the guitar and her. And there were some people being rowdy right on the floor. I mean, it's Vegas. And she completely stopped the whole song. Said, "Girl, I like your glitter, but you're out of here." You know, and nice. So it just was like, wow. And then she picked up right where she left off. Not out of tune, not anything.
Cool.
I just thought, wow. That's so much talent right now.
So what venue did you go? Did you go to the big ball thing?
Yeah, I did go in the Sphere, but she wasn't performing there. She was actually performing at Planet Hollywood, I believe.
So have you seen anything in the Sphere?
I took the tour. Okay. The tour is very interesting. And
it's
also
on your bucket list.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. You have to. I know somebody that saw U2 in that thing and they said it was just amazing. But it's kind of funny because at night, you know, it's lit up and you've got all these different scenes. I saw fish swimming through the water, you know, the big iconic smiley face and all that. But during the day when they don't have anything on it, it's kind of, you can see the straight through it. Yes, there's LED screens there, but it was really weird.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Really?
That you could see straight through it.
Okay.
And I don't know if the sun was hitting it the right way and we were just at the right moment, but it's cool. You definitely got to take it in. I mean, you'll notice it from anywhere.
There you go.
I mean, even when you're on the approach or even leaving Vegas, you'll see the big ball.
You cannot miss it.
It's lit up more than a Christmas tree right there.
There you go. So I'll put that on my bucket list of things to see and do one day. Just like being on the radio.
There you go.
For 4 hours, subbing for the great Andrew McKay. This has been great.
It's been fun. Thank you for coming in and being a guest host today. I really
loved
do appreciate it. And we'll see you around soon.
Sounds good. Thank you so much. Appreciate it, guys.